Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, they are words rarely, if ever, heard over the past century. The United States has reached its debt limit, but what exactly does that mean?
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is with us. Jill, can you tell us, can you explain what the debt limit is and what it means that we've hit this limit?
Sure. Well, the debt ceiling is a legal or statutory limit on the total amount of federal debt the government can accrue. And, you know, listen, we are a country that spends more money than we take in, so we pile up debt. And so every so often, we see that that debt goes above a set limit. And by the way, this concept began back around World War I in 1917. It was supposed to simplify the process of borrowing and provide Congress with more flexibility. Now, listen, this is true that we have never defaulted, but we have hit the debt ceiling pretty frequently. So since 1960, we've had 78 times where Congress had to raise a debt limit in some way. And what this really is important here is that, you know, increasing the debt ceiling is not authorizing new spending. It is simply allowing lawmakers the ability to pay for the obligations that those lawmakers have already voted on and made.
The Treasury Department is taking some rather extraordinary measures to kick the can down the road a bit. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, listen, in the near term, some of these measures really are not going to feel like anything you care about. So, you know, you're going to be like, oh, well, you know, I guess that they're not going to reinvest some of the bonds that came due. They're not going to spend money particularly aggressively. They're going to kind of hoard cash like a family would do if you knew you had a big bill coming up. But it is as we get further down the road that I think that some big things could happen. What are those big things? Furloughing non-essential government workers. We've heard about this in the past. We've seen times where hundreds of thousands of government folks had to go to work temporarily without pay. How about delaying a Social Security check? Nobody wants that. Delaying a tax fund. Shutting down non-essential government services like national parks and museums. These are all things that could easily happen if we go down a road, there is no deal to raise the debt ceiling, and the government has to conserve cash.
Now, Jill, before we let you go, the ramifications could... The stock market's been volatile, like up and down all the time. Is there a possibility of a crash because of all this?
Well, I don't like that word. Let's not go to crash. I'll tell you what's impossible. Let's just say the government does all of those things. We kind of wind the clock back to, say, 2011 to find out kind of what did it look like. So in 2011, it really did get down to the wire. In fact, we saw that Standard & Poor's issued its first ever downgrade of U.S. debt. That actually caused the U.S. stock market to fall by 14% over 4 weeks. So that's not a crash, but that is an awfully painful moment. And we have just come off an extraordinarily painful year for investors. So what is important here is that usually when that kind of action occurs, that's when the lawmakers say, okay, enough is enough. But I'd rather not get to that point. And we should also really underscore that the economy is weakening already. So this uncertainty is leading to more worries that we will not just slow down, but that we'll go into a recession, that we could see job losses. Uncertainty is the enemy of anyone in this economy.
Well, all right, Jill, thank you. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.